Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, we love having musicians on the program talk about shifting some gears. This guy has been doing music and making art for quite a while. Michael Cardelloni is with us. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. How are you?
Great, man. You know, and I'm always excited because a lot of this music, especially musicians that have been around for a while, have a very special appeal to our audience of active duty military veterans and their families, because you guys, especially your work with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Damn Yankees. Oh, my gosh, what a great band, Damn Yankees.
Thank you. Both bands were very strong supporters of the armed forces. In fact, Lynyrd Skynyrd just did a 4th of July show at Fort Campbell for the troops.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know, I knew that they do a lot of that. And, you know, it also kind of provided the soundtrack for not only Vietnam, but so many other combat situations. And really was that one little feeling of home for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go one step further and kind of will be coming out of left field, but I come from an Army family background, and I am very, very proud to say that my father-in-law, rest in peace, Edward C. Meyer, was chief of staff of the Army under Carter and Reagan.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh! Yeah. Wow!
So that was a pretty cool family to marry into.
I was gonna say a lot to live up to as a son-in-law, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he was a wonderful man. My father was a World War II Purple Heart vet, rest in peace. And my dad and my father-in-law got along great, and we did many little kind of war museum things in our day. So,
oh, I bet. I bet.
Yeah, you're speaking to the choir here.
Meanwhile, your father-in-law is talking to your future wife going, "We're getting a drummer." Is that right?
Do you think they did a background check on me?
We're talking to Michael Cardelloni, celebrated Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer, and I think since 1998, right?
That's correct.
And then founding member of Damn Yankees. And if you don't remember Damn Yankees, let me just tell you, that was one of the first super groups. Ted Nugent, Tommy Shaw from Styx, Jack Blades from Night Ranger, and Michael. And how did that come together, by the way?
Well, I had been playing in Tommy Shaw's solo band for 2 years prior to Damn Yankees beginning. And, you know, right place at the right time. It was one of those kind of things, Randy.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got so much talent. You know, one guy shouldn't have all of this talent because, you got the music, of course, but also your artwork. And I was just looking at your website with some of this artwork. It's incredible. It's incredible. And now there's some new artwork on display featuring Ringo. And it's right before Lynyrd Skynyrd launches their 50th anniversary tour with ZZ Top. That's incredible. How long have you been doing the art? Did that come before the music?
It did. It did. I was painting at age 4 and drumming at age 9.
Oh, wow.
And I will tell you, since you brought up the 50th anniversary of Lynyrd Skynyrd that we are celebrating this year, the newest painting that I just completed is a tribute to the 7 band members from the band's first album.
Oh, wow.
Which was called Pronounced. And the painting is called 50, and it's a portrait of the 7 band members. And although it's not on my website yet, people can see it if they go to wentworthgallery.com. And on there, they'll see the Ringo painting. We can talk about that if you like in a minute. And the Skynyrd painting called 50. And the Skynyrd painting, by the way, we made 50 signed and numbered canvas prints.
Oh, man.
That will be available. The Ringo painting, I will just give you the quick backstory. Ringo's my favorite drummer. Beatles are my favorite band. I wanted to do a painting tipping the hat to Ringo. So this painting captures what Ringo saw when the Beatles played on the rooftop, their iconic last live performance.
Oh, wow.
So you, the viewer, see what Ringo saw. You're seeing the drums, the cymbals, the three Beatles in front of that, and then across the street, the entire skyline of London. And
wow.
it's a cool painting. It took me a full year to paint because it's 5 feet across, and I went crazy with the detail on it. And I'm very proud of both of these new works, which people can see online. And also next week, they will be part of a Wentworth Gallery exhibit that happens in Hollywood, Florida at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah, at the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino there in Hollywood. We're talking to Michael Cardelloni here in the National Defense, Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer, founding member of Damn Yankees, and his new artwork on display featuring the Ringo piece. And I love your Charlie Chaplin and your Lennon. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Well, those are two heroes of mine, no question about it.
So,
you know, I actually I'm very proud to say that I've become friends with the Chaplin family over the years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they have, you know, they have come out to Skynyrd concerts, which, I mean, would you ever connect those two dots together?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. You guys, you know, getting ready to hit the road to celebrate the 50th anniversary, Sharp Dressed Simple Man tour with ZZ Top. Does it ever get old? I mean, how many times can you hear, Freebird! Freebird!
Well, I would say in the past 26 years, I've heard it a couple thousand times, and it never gets old.
As does every band. As does every band, right.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll tell you what, Randy, once I went to a comedy club, and in between jokes, someone in the audience yelled Freebird. You know, it's a part of, it's pop culture.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. So you went to
Is there a more famous American song?
No.
Rock and roll song? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. American Pie, maybe. But I mean, you know.
No one yelled that night at that comedy club.
Well, so you must be a fan of comedy. Who do you like? What kind of stand-ups?
Fine question. My wife and I just the other night watched Amy Schumer's new thing, and that was hilarious. We also really like John Mulaney.
Right. How about Sebastian Maniscalco?
Well, that was going to be the next name I said, because all of his jokes are basically describing my childhood.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. He just hits it right on the head.
Yeah. By the way, I just saw his new movie with De Niro. Hilarious.
Oh, right. That just came out, right?
So good, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
hey, Michael, good. What a talent, man. It's such an honor to talk to you. Thank you for your appreciation for the troops, obviously. Thank you for the great music over the years. And best of luck with the art, man. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.